Hello and welcome, dear one, to your practice. As always, the practice of Yoga Nidra begins with you setting up your rest nest, your Nidra nest, and that could change day to day to day, moment to moment. Maybe you've got a bolster or a pillow under the knees, heels touching the floor, legs hip-width distance apart, laying down on your back. Maybe you're seated today. That would be perfect. Wherever you are, however you are, feeling the earth supporting you now. So feel every point of contact between your body as it is and the earth below you. Of course, if you need to cover yourself with a blanket, grab your coziest socks or mittens even, go ahead and do that. If you need an extra layer or two, an eye pillow, maybe a Christmas scarf or a sock to cover the eyes will help you remove any light around you, remove any distractions that you may receive through the physical eyes. Take your time, grab everything that you need, be unhurried and intentional, and lay or sit your body down. And feel yourself fully supported. Find that cozy, comfortable position. And before we fully commit to stillness, as you inhale, how's about you squeeze your whole body? So make your hands into fists, curl the toes, squeeze the feet, the legs, clenching the bum, the belly, the arms, the neck, the entire face. Squeeze all the muscles, keep squeezing, hold your breath. Squeeze even tighter, hug muscle to bone into midline. Huge sigh, let it all go. Soften, release. You got it. And notice. Observe. Soften even more. Move into that. We're going to do that only one more time. Trust me on this one. Let's do it together. Inhale, squeeze the hands into fists, curl the toes, squeeze the feet, the legs, clench the bum, the belly, the arms, the neck, the entire face. Squeeze all the muscles in even tighter. Hold your breath. Keep squeezing even tighter, tighter, tighter. Huge sigh. Unhinge the jaw. Release everything. Feel that flood, that flush of energy out. Huge release, a softening. Take a big breath in through the nose. Open mouth, continue the cleanse. Release, let go and soften. Empty out. Two more in through the nose. Fill belly, chest, up and out through the crown. Sigh it out. Let something go. Last one. Big belly breath in. And out. Feel the body sink heavy. Once again, down into all those points of contact. Legs wide, arms wide, shoulders down, chin tucked, scooped pelvis. Legs are heavy, arms are heavy, but the toes flopping open as the fingers curl softly. Release through the hips and the pelvis. The belly is soft, the heart is open. Make space in the throat, in the mouth. Defurrow the brow. Feel the head sink down heavy, the skull heavier than a brick. Committing to stillness now. Be aware of your whole body. The backside as it is resting on the earth, revisiting all those points of contact. The heels sink a little deeper into the earth as they fully release their weight and the weight of the feet and the legs. Feel your hips, backs of hips also rooting down a bit deeper into the earth as they release their weight. The weight of the pelvis and the abdomen. Feel your spine and shoulder blades against the earth and release their weight. And the weight of the chest, feeling the front of the heart melt down and back, merging with the back of the heart, melting down into the ground, that point of contact under the heart. And the shoulders, the upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers. And notice your facial muscles, any expressions. Maybe you can notice the different layers around the eyes and nose and mouth and ears, the different layers of tension, of expression, from the thousands of muscles in and around the face. And like peeling an onion, remove one layer after the other, one layer after the other. And with every layer removed or peeled back, you feel a little lighter, a little freer, more liberated, more like you. And from this lightened space, not quite as heavy, right? Feel that. And from here, we create our Sankalpa with lightness, with ease, with clarity, with vision. Our heartfelt desire. What is it that your soul is longing for? To live your happiest, healthiest life right here, right now. I am free. I am liberated. I am light. I am joy. I am motivated. I choose the best path for me. I know the best path for me. I am safe. Choose your Sankalpa and repeat it from your light, open, spacious, beautiful heart 3 times now. Set the tone, the momentum for our practice today. And draw your attention to the space between the 2 eyebrows, the seat of your 3rd eye, your mind's eye, the seat of awareness. And could you picture, sense, feel, imagine a small petal of purple lavender, small, maybe with the slightest, most subtle aroma, gentle and soft. Purple lavender, a tiny petal at the seat of your 3rd eye. And keep your attention on this piece of purple lavender. and feel as though you are going deeper within yourself by simply looking at this piece of lavender. Keep it there and picture another purple petal of lavender, tiny and vibrant, maybe even twinkling a little bit, now at the throat center. And again, feel as though by noticing, by looking, by feeling this piece of lavender, you go deeper within yourself. Keep that piece of lavender there and visualize another twinkling at the heart center, deep behind your sternum, the depth of your heart. And allow that lavender to pull and draw you inward even deeper. Keep it there. Visualize another piece behind your navel, deep within your body, your core. Leave the lavender there and notice a scented, twinkling purple piece of lavender at the base of your spine. Now visualize all of this lavender deep within your body, shining, swirling gently, compassionately, lovingly, and powerfully, showing you the way, lighting up the way inward. Now picture the purple lavender touching your right big toe, your right second toe, third toe, fourth toe. Lavender touches right pinky toe. Now the sole of the right foot, the right heel, and the arch of your right foot, top of the foot, the right ankle, lavender on the right knee, the right hip joint, and the tail bone. Smell, sense, and see this healing lavender touch down to the tip of the left big toe and the second toe, third, fourth, left pinky toe. The lavender caresses the sole of the left foot, left heel, the arch of left foot, top of the foot, left ankle, knee, hip joint, and tail bone. Now feel all of that vibrant lavender shining, now pulsating through your pelvis, shining through your abdomen, through your hips, your thighs, your knees, your shins, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. And visualize that tiny piece of purple lavender touching your right thumb, the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger. Feel that purple presence in your right palm, the back of your hand. Feel the lavender in the right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder joint, armpit, right elbow, right wrist, right hip joint, the right side of your torso, chest, and throat. The purple lavender touches down to your left hand thumb, left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. Feel that purple presence inside your left palm, to the back of the hand, to the left wrist, left elbow, shoulder joint, left armpit, left elbow, left wrist, left hip joint. Feel the lavender through the left side of the torso and the throat. And now feel all of those pieces of scented purple lavender shining, shimmering throughout your arms, through the legs, through the abdomen, the whole torso. And feel a tiny piece of lavender resting on the right breast, left breast, center of the chest. And follow the purple lavender inward behind your sternum, deep, deep inside your own heart center. Keep drawing in deeper and deeper, descending down within yourself, deeper within the vastness of your own heart, your own being. All of those pieces of purple lavender shining throughout, from the crown of your head to the space between the eyebrows to the throat center, down deep to your heart center. Following all those points deep within yourself, as if you were on a journey now, a healing journey back home, back home within. And as you get closer to home on your Nidra journey, I want you to draw a circle around you, a large white circle around you now. And fill that circle. Fill your circle with people, with beings who you love, with people, with beings who love you, all around you now. Those who are still alive, those who have left the physical body, ancestors, teachers, guides, friends, family. Just filling your circle now with their faces, with their good wishes, with their protection and guidance. And feel their love, feel their compassion. You are their beloved. And now draw another circle on the outside of the white circle you have already drawn. Outside of the bright white circle, this circle is of an element that you feel will protect you. This element can be earth, water, fire, air, or space. Draw that circle and feel its protection. Your circle can have any shape, any form. This element of protection. And now on the outside of that circle, feel the vast ether, the limitless space or ether, and feel awareness. Feel limitless consciousness. Feel your own energy and the energy of the universe merging, becoming all one. And from here, surrounded by those who love you, protecting you in your bright white circle, the elemental circle of protection and the vast ether that surrounds you, invoke your Sankalpa, your soul's longing, your heart's wish. And as you now feel completely protected, as you feel loved and empowered, repeat it now. 3 more times. Your Sankalpa. Embody it now. And now going deeper on this journey down to the heart, to the depths of your heart center. Find a cave here, deep inside your heart center, deep behind your sternum. And let all of those petals of purple lavender lead you to your cave, to your heart, to your home. And in this cave of the heart, plant your Sankalpa seeds, plant your intention in the deepest of depths, repeating it 3 more times as you plant your seeds. You cover the seeds mindfully, protecting it, nourishing it with all the love and protection that you're getting from all your circles. Pause here. Be here. Feel here. And gently, if you choose, you can start returning to the physical breath, the physical body, and savor the sweet transition from the subtle breath to a deeper breath. Savor the transition from the subtle being to your physical being. Wake yourself up sweetly and gently with some deep breaths, A wiggle of the toes, a squeeze of the hands, a silly face, a big smile, stick your tongue out. Take your time. Make sure you feel ready to reemerge from your practice. Maybe a few more deeper breaths. You could blink the eyes, close them again and again. Taking some time here in total relaxation, in the awakened state of being. You can stretch, maybe roll to your side or come to your belly, a seat, stay on your back. Be unhurried. And observe yourself here. Observe this space, fully aware, alert, and relaxed, and at ease. This completes our practice today. Take some time, create space, and just be in the space that you've created. Take up space always. With hands at heart center, I see you. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so proud of you. I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear one.